ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Later tonight, House Republicans are planning to hold a floor vote on their budget blueprint. If passed, it would start the process to advance President Trump's overall agenda. The bill includes money for border security, tax cuts, energy reform, no tax on tips, and other items. More threats from Elon Musk and his demand that federal workers respond to his email telling him what it is exactly that they do from week to week or risk being fired.
Overnight, Musk not backing down, posting on social media that workers can't expect that email to go out again, writing, failure to respond a second time will result in termination.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. Some agencies told their workers not to respond to the email. Others told them they should respond. President Trump calling Musk's initial email genius. 1,100 workers at Starbucks are going to be laid off as the company restructures and shrinks its menu. The move will not affect baristas. 13 Starbucks drinks are being eliminated. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Monday night, the Green Bay Area Public School Board voted to change several job titles and descriptions to keep ahead of a directive from the Trump administration on DEI efforts. The changes removed mentions of diversity, equity, inclusion, and cultural competency from job descriptions. The motion to change titles and descriptions carried 4-3. The school board hopes the efforts will ensure that it doesn't lose millions of dollars in federal aid. The Education Department sent a memo out Friday giving school districts an ultimatum to stop using racial preferences as a factor in admissions, financial aid, hiring, and other areas. Schools were given 14 days to end any practice that treats students and workers differently because of their race. The Wisconsin DMV is warning of a rise in online vehicle fraud. Melissa Kay has that story.
The number of online vehicle scams have increased recently. The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern. Sometimes the scammer interacts with the customer by phone or email, but after they receive the money by wire transfer, all contact stops. WisDOT has recommendations to help you avoid scammers. If you're the victim of a scam, you can file a dealer complaint along with other actions to protect your credit and information. Find out more at wisconsindmv.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canna, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 43. Chance of snow or rain tonight, a low of 32. Could see some patchy fog as well. For Wednesday, rain and snow likely, highs in the low 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 41, and 40 on your Friday.
Right now, 35.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who talks health and the Oscars. And mob expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk the mafia and urban legends. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall.
Is he saying the lunatic?
Yeah, the lunatic.
All right, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you, Sandy, the music.
Well, it's just Pink Floyd just talking about lunacy and what it feels like maybe to live in a place where that might be prevalent.
Well, we're dealing with that right now. You know, David is you know, look, Mexico and Canada tariffs to begin next week. Trump announces these 25% tariffs, Andy. I mentioned something about inflation and that people are now starting to worry about inflation. Dave responded right away with, you know, well, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats had all the inflation, and Sandy, they had brought inflation back down to a reasonable number. And as a matter of fact, the last time, as I recall, the Federal Reserve accepted that and believed that inflation had been curbed and started bringing down the interest rates. Maybe I didn't see that, Sandy. Maybe I was asleep. But they saw it and things started heading in the right direction. It's not acceptable to now turn around and rev it back up.
The world experienced the problems of the pandemic, the supply chain disruptions, the shortages, the pent-up demand during the period of the pandemic. And so the world experienced inflation. And the United States did a better job than the rest of the world of curbing that inflation. But, you know, the inflation that we're now going to experience is going to be a self-inflicted wound. And, you know, if you talk about eggs being expensive, wait till you see how expensive avocados get. I mean, you know, people don't eat as many avocados as they do eggs, but it's an example. And furthermore, the American farmers who produce soy and who produce corn, who are used to exporting it to places like Mexico and places like China, are going to find out that, you know, the same thing they found out 5 years ago, which is that they're going to be hurting badly. And the fact is that there's a lot of pain that's experienced as a result of tariffs. And most economists who look at and prognosticate about what the result of these tariffs will be are that the pain is going to far exceed the benefits.
Well, and this is unnecessary, right?
Well, it's self-inflicted. It's a policy made by someone who thinks tariff is the most beautiful word in the English language, and he thinks that bigly. and, you know, the fact is that we're jumping into, we're experimenting with our economy. We're jumping into a whole bunch of things without any sort of real deliberation associated with it, without any real public input. You know, we've got someone asserting that they have a mandate to do whatever comes into their head, not the things that were talked about during the election. And it's a sorry thing to experience because, you know, we're going to break what wasn't broken.
Well, you know, Sandy, these 25% tariffs that are going to go into effect, I mean, it's going to happen. I don't think people thought it was going to happen because he suspended it for 30 days. They thought common sense would come into play, but it clearly did not.
Well, you know, I'll see what happens in the long run. I'll see. I mean, there's going to be a lot of screaming. The squeal that will come from those who are being hurt by these tariffs will be loud and audible. And we'll see whether there's a response to it that mitigates the extent to which these tariffs are implemented. But if it doesn't, then the pain is going to be significant. And the fact is that the prospect of having the tariffs has already introduced inflation because inflation is a psychology. If people believe that prices are going up, they will behave that way. And people currently today believe that prices will be going up. And one of the main reasons for that are all these declarations of the implementation of tariffs.
All right, let's go to... Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. As you guys, I guess, fact-check Republicans when they call in, you talk over us, you turn off our mics, and we're used to that. But you couldn't dispute, Dave, that the now all of a sudden you and your party care about inflation.
That's a ridiculous statement.
22% over 4 years. Now you care. Well, the mere fact is this president, we've seen what he's done to the border. We see what he's doing around the world for security.
Well, what is he doing? What is he doing around the world? Hey, what is he doing around the world for security, CJ? don't laugh.
No,
what is he doing?
Did you see him with Macron yesterday? Did you see him with Macron yesterday?
I saw him with Macron. So what is he doing for security around the world?
There you go.
What is that? What did he do?
Well, can I finish my answer?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish the answer.
He's brought countries. He now has the EU. He now has France. He now has Europe and NATO paying their fair share and taking care of their own security. He didn't want out of NATO. He wanted to solve the wars. He wants peace. And what did Biden do? He caused this war.
The reason I cut you off is you talk nonsensically. You what you're talking about is it doesn't make any sense. Let's go to Vincent. Good morning to you, Vincent. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. It's ridiculous. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. The fact is, he's made the world more dangerous with the issues that he's dealing with, especially that vote that the United States took in the UN, especially with Russia and North Korea, basically trying to support a lie that Ukraine somehow started this war with Russia. The fact is, he's making the world more dangerous when he's trying to perform this isolation bit that he's trying to perform. The fact is, Macron yesterday basically wiped the floor with him because he tried to tell a lie about how Europe was going to is loaning Ukraine money, and Macron said, "No, we're not. This is not a loan. This is something we're supporting Ukraine fully." So no, Macron did not. The fact is, he is not making this world more safe. The fact is that we're going down this fascist road when we decide to side with individuals who are despots in this world, as far as in Russia and in North Korea. I don't understand where we're going. I don't understand where we're going. So I don't see where this caller says somehow that Donald Trump is making this world more safer.
Well, clearly he's watching Fox News. And so they watch Fox News and they think it's the gospel, and they come and they tout it on these airways. And when you push back on them and you ask them to explain what they're saying, they can't explain it because they've got nothing to back it up. Sandy?
Well, it's interesting. The form of peace that Donald Trump is pursuing is the imperial, the process of dividing the world up into some several empires, the American Empire being one of them, the Russian Empire being another, the Chinese Empire being a third, and the European Empire being the fourth. And it appears that he prefers dealing with autocrats, because you can sit down at a table with somebody who rules their country with an iron fist and cut deals. He wants to be that guy for America, and he's got that guy in Russia. It's Putin, and he's got that guy in China, Xi, and he's got that guy in North Korea. And so, you know, and for that matter, Netanyahu has behaved a great deal like that in Israel, a long-term leader, long-term strongman leader. And if that's peace in the world, if that's what we as America think is the proper form of peace in the world, we could have had that peace in 1941 as well. And I just think it's concerning that America is shifting its gears in the direction of believing in the imperial America. And you know, we don't seem to be restive about the notion of taking over Greenland and taking over the Panama Canal and belittling and talking about taking over Canada. This is all a process that is not in the long run going to lead to world peace. The empires will clash with one another at some point, and instead of having territorial wars in smaller parts of the world, we'll have major ones.
All right, let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Yeah, CJ, thanks for the bunch of BS you just put out over the air. You know, 22% was what inflation was before when Biden went into office. It was at 3% when he left. But be that as it may, I'm a little more worried about the undertow, what's going on, as we're looking at Trump on his orange face on TV every day, about the FCC going back and reopening cases, and Trump, while we're all talking about all this stuff that he puts out on the air every day and his, you know, his little conferences are behind his desk, the FCC is trying to build state TV. Joy Reid loses her job at MSNBC. Why? Gee, I don't know. Maybe because she's black. How long will Rachel Maddow have before she loses her job because she talks against Trump? Okay, we are losing the freedom of speech while we're talking and looking at dollar signs. So everybody needs to wake up onto that, too. Because that's happening. It's happening, and there's other stuff happening. And the other thing I don't hear any of these MAGA morons talking about when they call is Elon. Guess why? Because they know what he's doing is messed up. And everybody knows somebody that's been affected by this. And that's it.
Hey, hey Brendan, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday's my call. Sandy Williams, guys, we'll come to you.
You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. Under cloud bursts, thunder in your ear. You shout, no one seems to hear.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. Friday, March 14th at 6:35 p.m., Boys Varsity Basketball State tips off the WIAA State Tournament at Kohl Center. On Saturday, March 15th at 1 p.m. is the Boys Varsity Sectional Final versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. Friday, March 21st at 6:35 is Boys Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Kohl Center. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, before we go back to the phone lines, what's frightening to me is that in the face of all of these things that we see happening with Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Republicans, even with the budget and all those things, you see these things happening. And yet there are still people who still support that. There are Americans who still think that this is a good thing, that there's nothing unusual about this, Sandy, and it needs to just go forth and just let it, you know, run its course. But what gets me about it is it's almost as if they can't even envision running its course. Destroys the world, Sandy. It doesn't just destroy this nation. What these people are doing is destroying the world.
Well, we're certainly setting the world up to be far different than it currently is. We're turning our back on civil liberties and deciding that strong-arm government, autocratic, super right-wing governments are the thing. We're trying to export it to Europe. We have our Vice President J.D. Vance taking a position, essentially, in the German election. We've got people who are looking at this as a worldwide ideological movement, and the movement isn't one that's designed to support civil liberties. It talks about civil liberties, but it talks about them, and then on one side of the mouth, and the other side of the mouth, it talks about repression. And here we have the beginning of repression, serious repression here in the United States. We have a U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia who's talking about prosecuting people in the media for essentially being critical of the incumbent government. We have the clear politicization of the FBI with the appointments that have been made to both the head of the FBI and the deputy. These are political operatives. These aren't professional police. And then we have the notion of politicizing the U.S. attorney's offices around the country. We just had today the dropping of a federal prosecution against a congressman in D.C. that, or at least a federal prosecution because it's a District of Columbia, which appears to have been called off by the U.S. Justice Department as part of this political process. So, you know, this stuff is, as I think Brendan was right, the real danger that I see in the long run is the change of process in the United States, the loss of our due processes, and the loss of our separation of government, and the personalization of power in the hands of the president to the point where he becomes not a president but a don, much in the nature of the Godfather.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Thanks, guys. To echo your comment a moment ago, this is totally unnecessary. This is all manufactured conflict. We should all be doing regular American activities instead of, you know, basically being held hostage by a group of thugs and criminals. There's no doubt that we have lots of work to do, but keep in mind that in recent history, we've had no action or very limited action by Congress, both at the federal level and at the state level. We already know about Wisconsin's gavel in, gavel out, 10-second sessions that dominated during the Biden administration. You know, that's the solution. But for some reason, like, you had mentioned a moment ago, these guys, the GOP, don't believe in co-equal branches of government. We have a game plan how to resolve our problems. We just have to use it. But when they don't want to fix it, when they want to manufacture conflict, holy smokes, that's what happens. The transfer of wealth has been significant, $50 trillion since 1980. $50 trillion went from the lower and middle classes to the very top. But yet that's not enough. They're still talking about more. So how in the world would anybody could feel comfortable giving these bandits all the power and basically trusting them with America in our future? You've lost your mind. I mean, show me what they've done to earn our profound respect and admiration and trust. I haven't seen it. Finally, you know, this GOP machine of influencers, they're the ones that call job creators and trickle down. They're the ones that put that on the mantle for all of us to revere and salute when it's been a complete and utter failure. And it's about time that we take this pay-to-play system and stick it right back where it belongs.
Where
the sun don't shine.
Hey, Mike.
Not doing us anymore.
Hey, Mike. Yep. Thank you very much for the call, as always. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with Sandy Williams. And, guys, we'll come right back to you.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Starting next week, Monday, March 3rd, the Interstate 41 southbound off-ramp to State 96 Wisconsin Avenue will be closed at least until summer for construction. The DOT recommends that drivers who wish to access Wisconsin Avenue in Grand Chute take the next exit south at State 125 College Avenue. The work will add auxiliary lanes and will also create bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. All of this is part of the larger project to expand I-41 between Grand Chute and De Pere from 4 to 6 lanes. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. According to the study, Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for highest taxes, despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median value home, significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced that the state has joined yet another multi-state lawsuit, this time to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and would block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. The agency oversees big banks, lenders, and credit companies to protect residents from aggressive business practices. The CFPB was formed in the wake of the Great Recession. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 43. Chance of snow or rain tonight, a low of 32. Could see some patchy fog as well. For Wednesday, rain and snow likely, highs in the low 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 41, and 40 on your Friday.
Right now, it's 37.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, part of what frustrates me about all of this is this cold, callous way of looking at other human beings and their pain and their suffering. And the fact that, you know, we don't have compassion. Those people who are supporting this don't have any compassion whatsoever. Sandy, it could be people anywhere in the world, but how can you not have any compassion for your fellow countrymen? You know they're struggling. You know that this is very difficult time, and yet the wealthiest amongst us continuing to get greedier and greedier. Whether or not they get the tax cut or not, Sandy, it's not going to change the conditions of the wealthiest amongst us, right? Whatever that tax cut is, it doesn't change that.
The only hope that's being held out is the one that I think Dave from Equan wanted to talk about, which is the notion that jobs will get created through the tariffs by causing manufacturing to return to the United States. And, you know, that's a kind of a wait and see proposition. You know, the fact was that Biden had this policy adopted to support the chip manufacturing process and to create factories and jobs in the United States, which the Republicans attacked as a bad idea. So and that was actually taking hold. You know, those jobs in a vital industry were actually coming to fruition. The problem is that tariffs overall are going to create more pain than they are gain, and the pain is going to be for in the name of profits for those who are manufacturers more so than it's going to be jobs. And that's pretty much the prognosis given by the vast majority of economists who look at this and can predict the outcome. And the outcome is not good for Tom, Dick, and Mary.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what? Tom. All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha.
1 second, Earl.
Okay.
All right, we got Tom coming back up. Here we go.
All right, Tom, go ahead. Tom, you're up. All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha.
Susan, you're up.
Are we having trouble with the phone lines? Let's go to Ann. Ann, are you there? Okay. Looks like we're having... Oh, go ahead, Ann.
Okay, I want to say... I need to comment to CJ. If he doesn't think Democrats don't care about inflation, we do. But I'm not supporting a felon and a liar and say prices will go down on day one. Why doesn't CJ talk about the economy? That's the biggest reason people voted for Trump. All he does is bring up what Biden didn't do. Well, he's in for a rude awakening. I feel sorry for his daughters. He's protecting a Hitler. Get off of Fox Entertainment, I say. They want to control all our media. And how is that Democratic, Republicans? Once CJ's Social Security and Medicare is affected, then maybe he'll wake up. And that's my message for today.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call. You know, I would say that CJ is just one person. And there are many other people who think just like him. People ask me why I have him on. And I have him on because there are a lot of people who think just like him, Sandy. He's not alone. And so, you know, we can act as if he's, you know, an individual player, but he's not.
No, absolutely not. And there's many people who have decided to buy into the Donald Trump notion that this guy should be given complete latitude regardless what he talks about. You know, like I said last show, there were people who said, like in the last presidential term of Donald Trump, you know, don't take him literally, but take him seriously. And I think that's what most of his supporters have decided, that they don't take him literally, but they think they take him very seriously, and they think that he can do no wrong. And the fact is that I think John Bolton was right yesterday when he said basically that he's got mush for brains, you know, it's all mush, you know. It's not careful thought processes, it's knee-jerk reactions. And I don't think the people of this country really want us to be led by, ruled by an imperial person whose general modus operandi is knee-jerk reactions.
You know, Sandy, John Bolton said he had mush for brains. The most powerful man in the world has mush for brains. How does that leave the rest of us?
Well, that's the scary thing, is that we've got someone who has actual impulse control problems. We've got someone who doesn't understand facts at all, sitting next to Macron and spouting out numbers that had nothing to do with reality. The notion that the United States has committed over $300 billion to Ukraine and that Europe is much less than half of that number, when the fact is that we've committed less than half of $300 billion and Europe has committed $265 billion. And so, and then he said, turned to Macron and said, and Europe is going to get its money back. Really? There's no means for that. And meanwhile, Trump is trying to exact $500 billion from Ukraine and Zelensky. Why? Because they're in a position of weakness. And I guess the new U.S. policy is that you pick at the bones of the roadkill.
All right, let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know that old saying about a leopard never really changes his spots, you know, where Elon Musk is giving Nazi salutes? Well, I read a while back that, originally the Musks were in Canada. When he was a little boy, I guess one of his parents belonged to the Canadian Nazi Party. I don't know if it was the mother or father. And then they moved to South Africa because I guess they were harassed a lot. Canadians really weren't too happy about Nazis living among them. But anyway, I just wanted to pass that along.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call.
You betcha.
Yeah, that's not quite actually how it played out. But, Elon Musk is a Canadian citizen because his mother is Canadian. And so he was able to get Canadian citizenship in that fashion. He was born in South Africa. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Elon Musk, but I think we ought to stick to as factual a basis as possible with respect to him.
All right, let's go to Larry. Larry, you're up next.
Jean from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Jean.
Okay, yeah. Hey, this is like watching a really, really bad movie. And the people in it just really and truly don't care about anybody but themselves. And we've never been that way in our country. This is our government. And I personally am getting sick to my stomach every time I see those people on Elon Musk, Mr. Fancy Pants, you know, dancing around, using this chainsaw as he cuts very important services to the people in our country. They're playing willy-nilly with our neighbors like they don't count, and it makes me sick to my stomach. This is not my country, and these people should be run out of office because they are criminals and they are hateful. And they enjoy watching people suffer. There are people with personality disorders who get a little thrill out of hurting people. And these people every day are dancing around and really getting excited as they put people down. They run them down. They hurt them. And it's disgraceful. And it's evil. and it's hurting our country. So those of you who are these great Christians better get to church and start evaluating on how we treat people and how godly we really are, because this is just so awful. So anyway,
hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. You're up next, Susan.
Hi. I obviously, you know, I lived in Milwaukee all my life. My dad actually worked for NASH, if you remember what that was, car company. And you're right. What happened was the manufacturers did not want to deal with the union, so they pulled all those jobs and they sent them down south. When the South got to the point that they were making a fairly good wage, they sent them overseas. So that's how we lost our manufacturing in this country. And myself, as I'm looking at this and I'm looking at Elon Musk and Trump, it always brings me back to Animal Farm in 1984. If people would read those books, they would actually see what's happening to the United States. And I think it's about time that we get our head out of the sand and we do something before it's too late.
Hey Susan,
that's
thank you.
All I have to say.
Thank you very much for the call. I agree with you, but I think it is too late already. Let's go to Cindy. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I'm just going to ask CJ. He keeps talking about how the convicted rapist is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm just wondering who he's trying to convince, me or himself.
Well, thank you very much for the call. You know, let's go to John from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning, sir. I have two quick points, but the first one is that I have an idea that I've written to our state people, not state, national people. I can't get any traction. I just want to put it out to people, see if they think it's good. We had 75 million people vote for Kamala Harris in the last election. If each of us got together and contributed $100 towards Ukraine, that's $7.5 billion. And that does not count the Republicans that want to defend Ukraine. Our current office holder is for Russia. And we could have, we the people, supporting Ukraine. I don't have the wherewithal, and nor should an individual have it, to set up anything for that kind of structure, that kind of money. But if we bubbled that up and people started moving on that, we're saying that we in America do not stand for our current office holder siding with Russia. We side with the Ukraine.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, what I would say to John is I certainly feel pain for Ukraine, but there's some stuff getting ready to happen inside of our nation. We got some stuff to deal with inside of our own nation, Sandy, that you know, I think we got to take care of first.
Well, we certainly have to pay attention, and my like I've said on earlier shows, I'm most concerned about the notion of the architecture of our democracy, the logistical parts of it, the three pillars of our government, the Supreme Court actually operating in a lawful manner to protect our democracy, and that's who we're going to be relying on next, because our executive has announced their intention to leap beyond the boundaries that have currently existed on executive power. And what we have left to defend our system is the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, guys. We'll come right back to you.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go right back to the phone lines. Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Earl, so basically, just wanted to say that if anybody can write a letter or an email or text to the Ukrainian embassy and tell them that we stand behind them, that would be a big help. I know John had a great idea about the $100, but honestly, Ukraine just needed our weapons, which were the number one weapons manufacturer in the world. And so really and truly, even though we gave money or gave them weapons, it was our weapons, so it really did not cost us in terms of actual money. So what we need to do is support the Ukrainians and say that, we are not, Felon 47 does not speak for us, is what we need to say. My second point is that if you ever notice, Trump tries to make things very simple for people who don't have to think very hard. You know, this whole thing with Vladimir Zelensky only having 4%. The whole idea of NATO being almost like a club, like Mar-a-Lago, where you pay dues to be in it. He tries to go for the very, very simple thing. Rather, it's a lot more complex than that. And when you have people like CJ calling up and saying this stuff, it's like, first off, CJ, you would never be invited to Mar-a-Lago. But second, that's where you pay dues. You don't pay dues into NATO, just to let you know. And no, the Europeans have not paid a lot less money than the United States has. So we need to stop those crazy lies, and we need a media that pushes back on Trump when he says this crazy stuff. so we can actually get the truth out there. That's what they need to start doing with him, is holding his feet to the fire. And I hope that we have a media that can do that.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're up next.
Okay, let me just interject one thing that's an interesting fact, and that is that, you know, now Trump and Vance and others are demanding that the NATO nations each spend 5% of their GDP on defense, whereas the prior agreement had been 2%, acting as if the United States spends something like that. The fact is the current percentage of GDP that the United States spends is 3.8%. And so, once again, we're just in the world of made up statistics, but we do it on an official basis, which is pretty frightening.
Right, Bill, you're up next.
Good morning, Earl. And
good morning.
Say, keep CJ on, and don't get upset with CJ for this reason. His mind can be swayed real simply, and we see it has.
Swayed in what? Oh, okay, go ahead.
His mind has been swayed. He's one of the 77 million that can have their mind swayed whichever way the wind blows as long as Trump is in there. They'll believe anything if he said it. But feel sorry for him that they're that much of a sheep that they just follow this shining star of whatever they think he is. A couple other things to remember, CJ. If you value the Constitution, if you value American justice, stand up for it now or forever you'll be lost. Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. You know, this feeling sorry for people who are supporting a man who's destroying our nation. I can't feel sorry for people who are choosing to go along with a man who openly, Sandy, as you stated, doesn't care at all about the Constitution or this nation.
Well, I think someone who's trying to seize control of every lever of power, the U.S. Attorney's offices, the FBI, the Department of Justice, all of the agencies, and seizing power in the manner of Don Corleone. You know, he's seizing power and then using it just in the same manner that the mafia would use its power. It's a protection racket. Either see it my way or we'll bring the powers of government down upon you. And that is the furthest thing from what our founding fathers had in mind for the United States. That is a return not just to monarchy, but to a malicious form of autocracy.
You know, Sandy, the fear is it's already too far gone to stop it.
Well, it isn't too far gone yet, but it's definitely on the move towards being there. You know, having the FBI now set up the way it is to be a politically operated police department, having the U.S. Attorney's offices operating in what is clear and openly a political process, having the president bring down the power of the presidency against anyone who speaks up against him and play whack-a-mole in a totally vindictive kind of a way that's based on personal partisan politics is a long way towards exactly what you described.
Sandy, thank you very much. As always, I'll see you again on Friday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach Madnair on air. Enjoy the weather.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, and Harvey K has a toast to Thomas Paine. Plus, how are federal layoffs impacting the great state of Wisconsin? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ+ adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Consumer confidence plunged last month. In fact, it plummeted by the biggest month-to-month amount in more than 4 years. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index, which measures Americans' assessment of current economic conditions, sank far below the expectations of most economists. Pope Francis felt well enough this morning to approve new decrees for possible saints, the Vatican suggesting he is getting work done despite his hospitalization for double pneumonia. Confusion still reigns in Washington over those emails sent to federal workers telling them to outline their jobs or be fired.
Federal workers in limbo after confusing and contradictory guidance about that ultimatum and midnight deadline from billionaire Elon Musk, saying employees must respond to an email with a list of what they did last week or lose their job. The president calling that idea genius.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A vote in the UN, the U.S. refusing to blame Russia for the invasion of Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Lisa.